Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Coming up at noon, the Nick Sirianni press conference. We'll hear from Sirianni today. I have a feeling he's going to be asked about what he said yesterday on the morning show about being a running team. We'll let you hear what a former NFL quarterback said about that coming up in a little bit. Your calls on Joel Embiid. I'm checking in on the Twitter poll today. A little bit surprising. Our Twitter poll question here today, which is brought to you by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. Do you agree with the Sixers' decision to hold Joel Embiid out to start the season? So I would say so far on the phone lines, it's been 70-30. Most people are against this. You know, a couple people are trying to be more understanding towards the Sixers and Embiid. 54-46 on the Twitter poll.
So people are okay with it.
Well, they almost half are.
That's interesting.
Is this the classic?
They must not be going to the game. Those are cats that didn't go to the playoff games, but they got the free tickets.
Oh, they sold the tickets to the Knicks?
Yeah, they probably was the ones who sold the tickets to the Knicks.
Have we arrived at the there's different stages of Sixers grief. There's the anger. There's the,
acceptance.
Acceptance. And then there's, kind of rationalize it in your head. Are people getting there as we get closer to the start of the season?
People on Twitter are also, like, chock full of copium.
That's true. Yeah, it's going to be okay.
It's about the playoffs.
Yeah, that's crazy to me that you automatically think that he's going to miss half the season and everything's just going to go swimmingly in the playoffs.
He'll be in shape.
Yeah,
he'll be great, and
continuity will be there. Spacing won't be an issue. Any of this, yeah.
So, like, my whole thing is I get the idea that that keeping him healthy as possible or whatever, just having him play as few games as possible so he can be in the best shape as possible in the postseason. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I'm just thinking of all the ways that we've seen Joel Embiid get injured, either before the playoffs or in the playoffs. It's like tweak against the Magic, or getting elbowed in the face by Siakam, or throwing a dunk off the backboard and slamming it in against the Knicks.
Lands funny off a dunk.
It's like, why is he going to be better because he didn't play 40 games this season?
Yeah, there's no guarantee. I mean, and even if you kind of felt like, all right, there's less chance of injury, less games, less minutes. Okay, then you got to come out and tell the fans what the plan is. Like, the idea that you're not telling people, and I laugh at the idea of trust the Sixers. Excuse me? Trust the Sixers? Trust Daryl Morey? Why? I have no reason to. I don't believe them. And if they are just trying to keep him healthy, the other side of the coin is, well, you're not going to have continuity and you're not going to play enough together and your seed won't be good enough to go win. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here and then we'll get another clue for Hugh's Clues. Mitch is up on WIP. Hey, Mitch.
I will. It'll be cold.
How do you order one of these?
What's going on here?
Uh-oh.
Hey, Mitch.
What Mitch talking about?
I'm here. I'm just listening. First of all, I agree with Seth about the Eagles and the Hurts, but to get to the Sixers, I'm 72. I've been around. I saw Wilt many times at Convention Hall. If Embiid's hurt, he's hurt. People make it like he's faking. If you're hurt, you're hurt. It's not like he's got to walk the dog. He's playing in the NBA. You got to be healthy.
I like that analogy.
You don't want to be playing in a game like that if you're hurt because you make it worse and then he really will be hurt. So if he has to miss a few games, fine. And if they sit him, okay, he's great. When he played last year, when he was healthy, he was having Wilt numbers. I just want to make one statement. I tell my kids, I have three sons. I say to them, I hear you guys comparing players to older players. And you say, oh, he just reminds me of this guy. Or he's just like that. Or you know who he reminds me of? You know what you never hear ever, not ever, is he reminds me of Wilt. Embiid's the only player that I've seen He's not like Wilt. He isn't Wilt, but he's the closest thing to Wilt when he's healthy and he's on. No one's doing this stuff. The numbers he puts up are historic. So you have a guy like that. I don't care. You can't play him. He's hurt. And they have a big investment in him. And I'm amazed guys don't get hurt every day. Look how, what's his name, George got hurt the other night, doing nothing.
Yeah, hyperextended his knee. Yeah.
His knee.
Yep.
I mean, these guys jump up and down and fall on each other's feet. I can't imagine. I can't believe they don't get hurt every game. So the fact that he plays, let him, if he only plays 50 games, let him win the 50 games he plays. And it won't matter.
Well, so, Mitch, I understand your point. And I think if the Sixers told us that we were more transparent with a plan, I think it'd be easier for people to wrap their minds around
it. Yeah, I think that's the part. I think that's the part that people are missing.
All right, so you're mad at the Sixers. People would seem like they're mad at Embiid. If they're mad at the Sixers,
well,
so office,
it's a part. It's Embiid. It's the whole thing. I don't agree with you.
I don't agree with you that he doesn't want to play or that he wants to
okay,
not
so,
show
up. So what is it then?
I don't agree with that, dude.
Mitch, they said he was healthy. They said, I'm going off, everything that I talk about on this station is I'm going off of the information that has been given to me. And so far, Nick Nurse said in the press conference, he said he looks good in practice. He looks like he's ready to go, but now he's not ready to go. So what conclusion am I left with?
Just like what happened to George the other night. You're covering somebody in practice, you tweak it the wrong way, and you feel it.
Okay.
Well, say that.
Okay, but if that's the case, Mitch, then why couldn't he just say that?
I don't know. That's a PR thing. That's not a – this is a – I can't believe people hate on this guy either. When he plays, he's great. If he can't play – like they got a kid they called said, yeah, he was hurt when they got him and when they drafted him and he missed a year. Yeah, that's all true. But when he does play, he's an amazing player. You know? I mean, so to me, it's like let him play when he can play and hopefully they'll have him in the playoffs. And he plays like he played last year when he was on that role when he was averaging 34 and 20, whatever he was averaging, and having more assists than he ever had in his career. I mean – you know, the guy with George, if George is healthy, yeah, they got a shot. Maxie, if Maxie's Maxie, then, yeah, I think they can win it all. But you got to baby the guy so he can play in the playoffs.
Well, that's it, Mitch. All right, Mitch, give us a guess for Hughes Clues. I dressed up as a character from this TV show for Halloween once.
I don't know, dude. That's so lame. I don't know. Fresh Prince. I don't know.
Well, that's a fair guess. I don't know what character I would have pulled off, Mitch. But that's a good guess. You got the error.
That's a crazy guess, though.
Well, at least it fits the era, right?
Yeah, it does.
If I had to pull off one character from Fresh Prince, now, obviously, aesthetically, I'm not going to look the part, but if I had to pull off a character, I'd want to be Uncle Phil, but I can't do that. I'm a third of Uncle Phil. Uncle Phil was the best.
I mean, you know, I like you, Joe. I couldn't imagine you dressing up as a character from Fresh Prince.
Well, I think the only one I could possibly pull off was Jeffrey, right? I mean, who else am I gonna pull off?
No, I'm just thinking about some, like this is how my mind works. There's some outfit fails around this time of the year when you know people start you know to dress
who could pull off better if I was doing a Fresh Prince country, Jeffrey or Jazz?
I would say Jazz. I would say Jazz. If we were trying to pull off a character, I would say Jazz.
Okay.
With the clothes and the glasses and everything, yeah.
I could try that. It wouldn't work out well. All right, 215-592-9494. For this hour, sponsored by Popeyes. It's football season in Philly, so fly to Popeyes Fly and fill up on wings in 7 delicious flavors from Popeyes. All right, there's actually, as our last caller said what he said, made me think one other theory here. Because, you know, he talked about PR.
Yes.
And messaging. I'm just trying, like, I've now spent 24 hours trying to understand in my head why the Sixers did what they did. Why say it yesterday? Why string people along? Why lie? We went over some theories. Has it crossed anyone's mind that if he is injured, if something new happened, it happened in the Olympics, and he and they don't want that to come out because then everyone's mad they allowed him to go to the Olympics and makes him look bad that he chose the Olympics over getting ready for a season. I wonder if he tweaked something there. He was behind his schedule to get ready for the season because, you know, he had to come home from Europe and, you know, whatever, put his foot up for a month. And they don't want to tell us he tweaked something there.
I think a lot of it has to do with the way that we've been treated in the past. Do we have PTSD when it comes to this? I understand, like, if you're looking at it from a small sample size, like, hey, if he's hurt, he's hurt. But this has been lingering as far as the not being truthful when it comes to Joel Embiid. And that's why I think people are frustrated. Because last year, during his knee surgery, it was like, oh, he'll be out for a couple weeks. Turning this to a lot longer time than we were told.
Yeah.
So people are a little frustrated with that. And I think people tend to forget that. And I think it's important when you talk about the context of all of this, I think that's important, is because all of a sudden we're getting ready for the season and we don't know what's going on with Joel Embiid. Hmm. So I think context is important in this situation.
All right, Hugh, why don't you give people a second clue for Hugh's clues?
We got a second clue.
We got a $50 gift card away to Klondike Kate's Restaurant and Saloon in Newark, Delaware. We're doing our show there live tomorrow from 10 to 2 in Newark on Main Street. Klondike Kate's Restaurant, KlondikeKate's.com for details. $50 gift card today. All right, clue number one was I dressed up as a character from this TV show.
Yes.
What's clue number two?
And I found this surprising, and we talked about this a little bit, but Joe has seen every episode of this TV show.
I have. So this is now, I'll give people a little context. I didn't see them all live. I saw them all like kind of over the years in syndication. I wasn't watching them all live, but I've seen them all. At one point had the DVDs and watched all through. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Jameel in Frankfurt. Hey, Jameel.
Okay. Joe, how are you doing?
Good, Jameel. How are you?
I'm well. Hugh, how are you?
What's going on, my man? How you doing?
Listen, y'all know normally I get real hype. I'm not gonna get hype today.
Oh, you gonna be calm? Oh, let's see how long this works.
now you gonna put the music on?
I didn't do that. That was Kyle. Kyle did that.
Kyle, stop playing. Three games is not a long enough period to set a seed in an 82-game season. If he tweaked it during the Olympics, give him 3 games. We already know he's not going to play a full season anyway. I get the continuity factor, but let's talk continuity when he's missing games in March, in April. The season don't really start until after Christmas anyway.
I've heard that before.
So why not tell us then? And Jameel, we're assuming 3 games. They said they're going to reevaluate him this weekend. I mean, that doesn't mean he's playing next week. I hope he does, but I don't know.
But Joe, why not tell us? You're on sports radio, right?
Yes.
So you tell the city, hey, Joel Embiid is injured. He won't be able to play. This is the reason why he's not playing, or we're trying to rest him and keep him healthy. Now the rest of the league knows that same information.
Jameel, can I ask a question, though?
Go ahead.
The coach don't even sound like he know what the hell is going on with Joel Embiid. You're okay with that?
And he may not. It's the same thing. Listen, it's the same thing last year when I'm going to another city. Please don't get upset with me.
Mm-hmm.
When Wiggins was out all that time in Golden State, but physically he was healthy. Mentally, he wasn't there because he had issues with his baby mama, his best friend.
With his baby, his best friend smashed his baby mama?
Oh, that story. You got to look up that story.
Oh, I'm about to look it up right now.
Jameel, I know about that story. That's wild.
Wait a minute. He was smashed the best friend?
I mean, alleged. I mean, it's just, you know, internet stuff.
Well, obviously, if he having issues, he was smashing his baby mama.
So you got issues that keep you off the floor that don't necessarily have to do with your physical. Here's where my solace is, though. Here's where my solace is.
It sounds like a coping mechanism a little bit, Joe. It sounds like you coping a little bit, Jameel. I'm gonna let you cook, but you coping a little bit.
Maxie is my solace because he's my future. I get the opportunity right now to watch this young man cook and develop.
You know
and he's on his way out.
Jameel,
re-signed him though. Jameel, he's just getting 3 years under
Jameel,
90.
See, I get no Joe. This is what happened.
Hugh, just give me this 1 second. I'm gonna let you have it. They gave him an extension for 3 more years. One thing Hugh knows, and anybody who plays sports knows, you're not getting paid for what they expect you to do. They're finally paying you for what you've already done.
Joe, but that's guaranteed money though. But Joe, let me get back to you, Jameel. You have conceded the fact that Joel Embiid is done. You're already looking past this. These next
exactly.
3 years to you mean nothing.
Exactly.
They didn't mean nothing.
This is coping, Jameel.
This is you're coping. Dog, you're coping right now. You are coping. You're like, hey, you know what? I got 3 years. I'm going to go ahead and just ride this out.
Let it go. All right, Jameel, give us a guess here. Huge clues for a chance at the gift card. I dress up as a character from the show. I've seen every episode of the show. What is it?
The Sopranos.
Jameel, it's a fun guess. It's not it, though. That show actually was a little bit after the time period we're talking about. But... yeah, I probably could pull off a character there better than I could in The Fresh Prince.
Which one do you think you'd pull off?
Well, I don't know.
You think you see yourself as a Tony Soprano?
No, I'm not big enough. It doesn't work. Well, I'm just saying, if you're saying, Joe, you're going to pull off a character from The Sopranos or Fresh Prince, who do you think you might have a better chance at? I mean, seems pretty obvious. You don't think so? Because sometimes you got to look the part. You know what I mean? I don't know if I look the part one way.
Maybe you don't act the part like the heavy Italian. No. You know, like you're Giglio, but.
Yeah, maybe Paulie. I mean, I could pull off a Paulie.
You think so?
I mean, I don't know. I never tried. I mean, when people find out the answer to this one, they might be surprised too. 215-592-9494. All right. Let's get to this. I heard this yesterday on the Herd, Colin Cowherd show. Mark Sanchez was on, and Sanchez, of course, did the game on Sunday. The Eagles-Giants game for Fox. Sanchez was the color analyst. And I thought it was interesting to hear what he said about Jalen Hurts. This was kind of a long segment. He broke down some plays. But just listen to what he said after he broke down what he saw in film of Jalen Hurts, because it does open up the can of worms here that we've opened up, which is, and Sirianni opened up, by the way, his press conference coming up at 12 on WIP. You know, is this running team now? Here's what Sanchez said about Jalen Hurts and how they should go about this offense moving forward.
There's physical traits there that are elite. The deep ball throw is elite. Him and to A.J. Brown on deep balls is just unreal.
Yeah.
But it covers up some of the issues with reading a defense, with getting through your progression, with nailing down that footwork. Because if he starts to do that, once he does that, this dude immediately will jump to the top 10 in the league in quarterbacks. But until you're there, like, there's other guys I want that can process better at this point in his career. Is it possible? Absolutely. Is there a guy there that can help him get there and kill him more? 100%. He helped Dak. He helped Justin Herbert. Like, this guy can get him there. But until I see those things, those easy reads start to happen, I'm going to run the ball 45 times.
Yeah.
And that's what they did. And that's going to be their formula to win until that takes the next step.
Hugh, that was interesting. Sanchez yesterday, and I'll add this to it. You know, those color analysts, outside of Tom Brady because he's not allowed to, they do those pre-production meetings with the head coach, right?
Yes,
so I always wonder what you hear during the game or after a game, how much it is all Sanchez's thought and how much is he kind of feeling out the coach he just talked to behind the scenes.
Reading between the lines a little
bit,
huh?
Yeah, I mean, Hugh, he said very similar things that Seth said to us about a half hour ago, which is until Jalen gets better at seeing the field, they got to run.
Yeah, and it's obvious that last week was the first week that it feels like they tried to let Jalen throw the ball, and he didn't accomplish that very well, taking a lot of sacks. So they abandoned that philosophy, and they started to run the ball a little bit more. I'm kind of in the same mindset of you, because even during that broadcast, there was a heavy emphasis from Mark Sanchez on the quarterback play, so much so that when Jalen did miss that wheel route or that out route that Saquon was running, he was yelling and screaming, oh, you know, he missed the play. Da, da, da. So I think there is something to that. Jalen has to play better. There's no question about that in order for this team to get to where we need to be. I think that was evident in the fact that they were under center. It was an all hands on deck, we need to salvage the season type situation. That's what it kind of felt like. And if that's what's going to help save the season and get him back on track, then so be it. We're going to have to put that passing game to the back burner just a little bit in order to get back on track and try to make it to Louisiana.
I do wonder with all this, because this is the sentiment. Sirianni is going to speak at 12. We'll carry it in entirety coming up at 12 o'clock here. I imagine he'll be asked. I mean, yesterday on WIP said that they're a running team. So, I mean, sure, he's going to be asked about that. But Hugh, two things I wonder. One, and Seth kind of alluded to it, how long until teams just stack the box and say, nah. Saquon, we're done with this. We're going to put 8 in the box and make you throw the ball. That's the first thing I'm wondering, Hugh. And the second thing, you kind of alluded to this in a joking fashion Monday. Hugh, if they go to Cincinnati on Sunday and Devontae Smith has another one target game, how long do you think this is going to be cool with everyone over there?
I think Devontae is a good guy, and he's not going to make a big stink, especially if you're winning. You look kind of stupid making a big stink about not touching the rock if you're winning games.
But receivers always want the ball.
They always want the ball, Joe, but we're in a situation right now. We got to play chess instead of checkers. I think a lot of checker moves were made the last few weeks. We got to start making chess moves.
I agree. But so I think we all agree that right now their best path to winning is to run it more than normal. I just wonder how long they could do it for and continue to work. Teams not stack the box, Kyle, and everyone to be on board with this, especially when you have money and ego at three positions, quarterback and two receivers.
Well, yeah. I mean, on Devontae at least, he's probably the last person that I'm worried about getting upset with something like that. The other guy, both wide receivers just got paid this offseason, so I don't think that's getting in the way.
Like, that does make it a little easier.
It's not going to be the reason that they're not getting a big payday
right
at the end of the year. And, like, I don't know, if there's one thing I can say about, like, the attitude and the vibe of this team, at least, like, on offense, it does feel like they're together. this year, like way more so than last year, where I think they're all picking each other up. Like, got Saquon hyping up AJ, AJ hyping up Saquon. Like, I think they are all in this together and are sort of at the, you know, whatever it takes for us to win football games. And plus, I'm sure they look at it as the more that defenses have to respect Saquon, the easier it becomes for them.
It's cyclical. Yeah. It comes back to the mean. And once they start putting eight in the box and trying to slow Saquon down, then it's going to come back to you have to throw the football. They still threw the football. It's just that it wasn't distributed as much as it once was, you know, a few weeks ago. But they're still going to throw the football.
Yeah, I mean, but Sunday was, what, 45 rushes, 14 throws? I mean, yeah. I felt like I was watching Army-Navy. I mean, like, that's not the NFL.
But it was an ass-kicking.
It was. And no, it worked. I just wonder how long they continue to do it for. I mean, they've done this before, but they always transition eventually back to the throwing the football.
So, but is – because A.J. did get a long touchdown. Huh? I mean, Devontae's the one that didn't get anything. I feel like if you're AJ, you can't expect to get the ball thrown to you 10 times a game. But if you make the most of the touches that you get,
yeah,
I'm sure he was having fun out there.
You got to be efficient.
You do have to be efficient. No, listen, I think right now if we poll people and said run the ball yes or no, you're going to get a lot of yeses.
Well, we did.
Well, at WIP Midday Show on Twitter, run the ball? I'm guessing
Run the ball, man.
It's going to be a 90-10 kind of ratio.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to get your jokesters here that vote no, but who really, you know. Who actually just says no to that question?
I mean, this is Philadelphia. Run the football. 215-592-9494. Mick is up on WIP. Hey, Mick.
Mick.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Mick. Buddy. What are you feeling?
You know, when I first called Kyle, I was really upset because it's the first time I heard that Joel wasn't playing. And I think that's a real kick to the nuts to the Philadelphia 76ers fans. I mean, waiting for the last minute to tell the fans that this guy is not going to play, I think, is just a sneaky way to try to get money. And, you know, I was thinking while I was waiting that, you know, the three major sports organizations that we have in Philly, two of them have a really good structure. I think the Phillies and I think the Eagles have a really good structure. The 76ers, it's always chaos.
Oh, chaos is their normal, Mick. You're right about that, Mick. We appreciate your phone. Chaos is the normal.
Yes, it is.
For the Sixers. Unfortunately, that is where we're at, and it doesn't change. I mean, it hasn't changed for years, and here we go again, entering a new season. 215-592-9494. Everyone that wants to weigh in on Embiid, we'll get to everyone. Hang on. We'll keep it going, as well as your clues and your guesses for Hughes Clues. We'll get another clue in the 12 o'clock hour. Plus, Nick Sirianni's press conference in its entirety next. I'm sure he'll be asked to run the football. That's next. Midday Show. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Coming up at noon, the Nick Sirianni press conference. We'll hear from Sirianni today. I have a feeling he's going to be asked about what he said yesterday on the morning show about being a running team. We'll let you hear what a former NFL quarterback said about that coming up in a little bit. Your calls on Joel Embiid. I'm checking in on the Twitter poll today. A little bit surprising. Our Twitter poll question here today, which is brought to you by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. Do you agree with the Sixers' decision to hold Joel Embiid out to start the season? So I would say so far on the phone lines, it's been 70-30. Most people are against this. You know, a couple people are trying to be more understanding towards the Sixers and Embiid. 54-46 on the Twitter poll.
So people are okay with it.
Well, almost half are.
That's interesting.
Is this the classic?
They must not be going to the game. Those are cats that didn't go to the playoff games, but they got the free tickets.
Oh, they sold the tickets to the Knicks?
Yeah, they probably was the ones who sold the tickets to the Knicks.
Have we arrived at the there's a different stages of Sixers grief. There's the anger. There's the, you know.
Acceptance.
Acceptance. And then there's, you know, kind of rationalize it in your head. Are people getting there as we get closer to the start of the season?
People on Twitter are also, like, chock full of copium.
That's true. Yeah, it's going to be okay.
It's about the playoffs.
Yeah, that's crazy to me that you automatically think that he's going to miss half the season and everything's just going to go swimmingly in the playoffs.
He'll be in shape.
Yeah, he'll be, and continuity will be there. Spacing won't be an issue. Any of this, yeah.
So, like, my whole thing is I get the idea that that keeping him healthy as possible or whatever, just having him play as few games as possible so he can be in the best shape as possible in the postseason. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I'm just thinking of all the ways that we've seen Joel Embiid get injured, either before the playoffs or in the playoffs. It's like tweak against the Magic, or getting elbowed in the face by Siakam, or throwing a dunk off the backboard and slamming it in against the Knicks.
Lands funny off a dunk.
It's like, why is he going to be better because he didn't play 40 games this season?
Yeah, there's no guarantee. I mean, and even if you kind of felt like, all right, there's less chance of injury, less games, less minutes, okay, then you got to come out and tell the fans what the plan is. Like, the idea that you're not telling people, and I laugh at the idea of trust the Sixers. Excuse me? Trust the Sixers? Trust Daryl Morey? Why? I have no reason to. I don't believe them. And if they are just trying to keep him healthy, the other side of the coin is, well, you're not going to have continuity and you're not going to play enough together and your seed won't be good enough to go win. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here and then we'll get another clue for Hughes Clues. Mitch is up on WIP. Hey, Mitch.
It'll be cold.
How do you order one of these?
What's going on here?
Uh-oh.
Hey, Mitch.
What Mitch talking about?
I'm here. I'm just listening. First of all, I agree with Seth about the Eagles and the Hurts, but to get to the Sixers, I'm 72. I've been around. I saw Wilt many times at Convention Hall. If Embiid's hurt, he's hurt. People make it like he's faking. If you're hurt, you're hurt. It's not like he's got to walk the dog. He's playing in the NBA. You got to be healthy. You
don't I like be, that analogy. Like you walk the dog.
Yeah, you don't want to be playing in a game like that if you're hurt because you make it worse and then you really will be hurt. So if he has to miss a few games, fine. And if they sit him, okay, he's great. When he played last year, when he was healthy, he was having Wilt numbers. I just want to make one statement. I tell my kids, I have three sons. I say to them, you know, I hear you guys comparing players, older players, and you say, oh, he just reminds me of this guy, or he's just like that, or you know who he reminds me of? You know what you never hear ever, not ever, is he reminds me of Wilt. Embiid's the only player that I've seen that he's not like Wilt, he isn't Wilt, but he's the closest thing to Wilt when he's healthy and he's on. No one's doing this stuff. The numbers he puts up are historic. So you have a guy like that, I don't care, you can't play him, he's hurt. And they have a big investment in him, and I'm amazed guys don't get hurt every day. Look how what's his name? George got hurt the other night doing nothing.
Yeah, hyperextended his knee. Yeah,
his knee.
Yep.
I mean, these guys jump up and down and fall on each other's feet. I can't imagine. I can't believe they don't get hurt every game. So the fact that he plays, let him. If he only plays 50 games, let him win the 50 games he plays, and it won't matter.
Well, so, Mitch, I understand your point. And I think if the Sixers told us that we were more transparent with a plan, I think it'd be easier for people to wrap their minds around.
Yeah,
it
I think
today.
That's the part. I think that's the part that people are missing.
All right, so you're mad at the Sixers. People would seem like they're mad at Embiid. If they're mad at the Sixers, well, so
it's a part. It's Embiid. It's the whole thing.
I don't agree with you that he doesn't want to play or that he wants to
okay,
not
so,
show up.
So what is it then?
I don't agree with that, dude.
Mitch, they said he was healthy. They said, I'm going off everything that I talk about on this station is I'm going off of the information that has been given to me. And so far, Nick Nurse said in the press conference, he said he looks good in practice. He looks like he's ready to go, but now he's not ready to go. So what conclusion am I left with?
Just like what happened to George the other night. You're covering somebody in practice, you tweak it the wrong way, and uh-oh, you feel it.
Okay.
Well, say that.
Okay, if that's the case, Mitch, then why couldn't he just say that?
I don't know. That's a PR thing. That's not a – this is a – I can't believe people hate on this guy either. When he plays, he's great. If he can't play, like they got a kid they called said, yeah, he was hurt when they got him and when they drafted him and he missed a year. Yeah, that's all true. But when he does play, he's an amazing player. You know, I mean, so to me, it's like let him play when he can play and hopefully they'll have him in the playoffs. And he plays like he played last year when he was on that role when he was averaging 34 and 20, whatever he was averaging, and having more assists than he ever had in his career. I mean, you know, the guy with George, if George is healthy, yeah, they got a shot. If Maxie's Maxie, then, yeah, I think they can win it all. But you got to baby the guy so he can play in the playoffs.
Well,
that's it,
Mitch. All right, Mitch, give us a guess for Hughes Clues. I dressed up as a character from this TV show for Halloween once.
I don't know, dude. That's so lame. I don't know. Fresh Prince. I don't know.
Well, that's a fair guess. I don't know what character I would have pulled off, Mitch. But that's a good guess. You got the error.
That's a crazy guess, though.
Well, at least it fits the era, right?
Yeah, it does.
If I had to pull off one character from Fresh Prince, now, obviously, aesthetically, I'm not going to look the part, but if I had to pull off a character, I'd want to be Uncle Phil, but I can't do that. I'm a third of Uncle Phil. Uncle Phil was the best.
I mean, you know, I like you. I couldn't imagine you dressing up as a character from Fresh Prince.
Well, I think the only one I could possibly pull off was Jeffrey, right? I mean, who else am I gonna pull off?
No, I'm just thinking about some, like, this is how my mind works. Just some some outfit fails around this time of the year when, you know, people start, you know, to
dress. Who could pull off better if I was doing a Fresh Prince Country? Jeffrey or Jazz?
I would say Jazz. I would say Jazz. If we were trying to pull off a character, I would say Jazz.
Okay.
With the clothes and the glasses and everything, yeah.
I could try that. It wouldn't work out well. All right, 215-592-9494. For this hour, sponsored by Popeyes. It's football season in Philly, so fly to Popeyes, fly and fill up on wings and seven delicious flavors from Popeyes. All right, there's actually, as our last caller said what he said, made me think one other theory here. Because, you know, he talked about PR.
Yes.
And messaging. I'm just trying, like, for I've now spent 24 hours trying to understand in my head why the Sixers did what they did. Why say it yesterday? Why string people along? Why lie? We went over some theories. Has it crossed anyone's mind that if he is injured, if something new happened, it happened in the Olympics, and he and they don't want that to come out because then everyone's mad they allowed him to go to the Olympics and makes him look bad that he chose the Olympics over getting ready for a season. I wonder if he tweaked something there. He was behind his schedule to get ready for the season because, you know, he had to come home from Europe and, you know, whatever, put his foot up for a month. And they don't want to tell us he tweaked something there.
I think a lot of it has to do with the way that we've been treated in the past. Do we have PTSD when it comes to this? I understand, like, if you're looking at it from a small set of size, like, hey, if he's hurt, he's hurt. But this has been lingering as far as the not being truthful when it comes to Joel Embiid. And that's why I think people are frustrated. Because last year, during his knee surgery, it was like, oh, he'll be out for a couple weeks. Turned into a lot longer time than we were told.
Yeah.
So people are a little frustrated with that. And I think people tend to forget that. And I think it's important when you talk about the context of all of this, I think that's important, is because all of a sudden we're getting ready for the season and we don't know what's going on with Joel Embiid.
Mm.
So I think context is important in this situation.
All right, Hugh, why don't you give people a second clue for Hugh's clues?
We got a second clue.
We got a $50 gift card giveaway to Klondike Kate's Restaurant and Saloon in Newark. We're doing our show there live tomorrow from 10 to 2 in Newark on Main Street. Klondike Kate's Restaurant, KlondikeKate's.com for details. $50 gift card today. All right, clue number one was I dressed up as a character from this TV show.
Yes.
What's clue number two?
And I found this surprising, and we talked about this a little bit, but Joe has seen every episode of this TV show.
I have. So this is now, I'll give people a little context. I didn't see them all live. I saw them all, like, kind of over the years in syndication. I wasn't watching them all live, but I've seen them all. At one point had the DVDs and watched all through. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Jameel in Frankfurt. Hey, Jameel.
Okay. Joe, how are you doing?
Good, Jameel. How are you?
I'm well. Hugh, how are you?
What's going on, my man? How you doing?
Listen, y'all know normally I get real hype. I'm not gonna get hype today.
Oh, you gonna be calm? Oh, let's see how long this works.
now you gonna put the music on?
I didn't do that. That was Kyle. Kyle did that.
Kyle, stop playing. Three games is not a long enough period to set a seed in an 82-game. Season. If he tweaked it during the Olympics, give him 3 games. We already know he's not going to play a full season anyway. I get the continuity factor, but let's talk continuity when he's missing games in March, in April. The season don't even really start until after Christmas anyway.
I've heard that before.
So, but why not tell us then? And Jamil, we're assuming 3 games. They said they're going to reevaluate him this weekend. I mean, that doesn't mean he's playing next week. I hope he does, but I don't know.
But Joe, why not tell us? You're on sports radio, right?
Yes.
So you tell the city, hey, Joel Embiid is injured. He won't be able to play. This is the reason why he's not playing. Or we're trying to rest him and keep him healthy. Now the rest of the league knows that same information.
Jameel, can I ask a question, though?
Go ahead.
The coach don't even sound like he know what the hell is going on with Joel Embiid. You're okay with that?
And he may not. It's the same thing. Listen, it's the same thing last year when I'm going to another city. Please don't get upset with me.
Mm-hmm.
When Wiggins was out all that time in Golden State, but physically he was healthy. Mentally, he wasn't there because he had issues with his baby mama, his best friend.
With his baby, his best friend smashed his baby mama?
Oh, that story. You got to look up that story.
Oh, I'm about to look it up right now.
Jameel, I know about that story. That's wild.
Wait a minute. He was smashed the best friend?
I mean, alleged. I mean, it's just, you know, internet stuff.
Well, obviously, if he having issues, he was smashing his baby mama.
So you got issues that keep you off the floor that don't necessarily have to do with your physical. Here's where my solace is, though. Here's where my solace is.
It sounds like a coping mechanism a little bit, Joe. It sounds like you coping a little bit, Jamil. I'm gonna let you cook, but you coping.
Maxie is my solace because he's my future. I get the opportunity right now to watch this young man cook and develop.
You know
and he's on his way out.
Jamil, you know
they
you
just
know
re-signed him though. Jamil, he's just getting 3 years under
Jamil,
90.
See, I get no Joe. This is what happened.
Hugh, just give me this 1 second. I'm gonna let you have it. They gave him an extension for 3 more years. One thing Hugh knows, and anybody who plays sports knows, you're not getting paid for what they expect you to do. They're finally paying you for what you've already done.
Joe, but that's guaranteed money though. But Joe, let me get back to you, Jamil. You have conceded the fact that Joel Embiid is done. You're already looking past this. These next
exactly.
3 years to you mean nothing.
Exactly.
They mean nothing.
This is coping, Jamil.
You're coping. Dog, you're coping right now. You are coping. You're like, hey, you know what? I got 3 years. I'm going to go ahead and just ride this out.
Let it go. All right, Jamil, give us a guess here. Huge clues for a chance at the gift card. I dress up as a character from the show. I've seen every episode of the show. What is it?
The Sopranos.
Jamil, it's a fun guess. It's not it, though. That show actually was a little bit after the time period we're talking about. But, yeah, I probably could pull off a character there better than I could in The Fresh Prince.
Which one do you think you'd pull off?
Well, I don't know.
Do you think you see yourself as a Tony Soprano?
No, I'm not big enough. It doesn't work. But I'm just saying, if you're saying, Joe, you're going to pull off a character from The Sopranos or Fresh Prince, who do you think you might have a better chance at? I mean, seems pretty obvious. You don't think so? Because sometimes you got to look the part. You know what I mean? I don't know if I look the part one way.
But you don't act the part like the heavy Italian. No. You know, like you're Giglio, but.
Yeah, maybe Paul. I mean, I could pull off a Paulie.
You think so?
I mean, I don't know. I never tried. I mean, when people find out the answer to this one, they might be surprised too. 215-592-9494. All right. Let's get to this. I heard this yesterday on The Herd, Colin Cowherd Show. Mark Sanchez was on, and Sanchez, of course, did the game on Sunday. The Eagles-Giants game for Fox. Sanchez was the color analyst. And I thought it was interesting to hear what he said about Jalen Hurts. This was kind of a long segment. He broke down some plays. But just listen to what he said after he broke down what he saw in film of Jalen Hurts, because it does open up the can of worms here that we've opened up, which is, and Sirianni opened up, by the way, his press conference coming up at 12 on WIP. You know, is this running team now? Here's what Sanchez said about Jalen Hurts and how they should go about this offense moving forward.
There's physical traits there that are elite. The deep ball throw is elite. Him to A.J. Brown on deep balls is just unreal.
Yeah.
But it covers up some of the issues with reading a defense, with getting through your progression, with nailing down that footwork. Because if he starts to do that, once he does that, this dude immediately will jump to the top 10 in the league in quarterbacks. But until you're there, like, there's other guys I want that can process better at this point in his career. Is it possible? Absolutely. Is there a guy there that can help him get there and kill him more? 100%. He helped Dak. He helped Justin Herbert. Like, this guy can get him there. But until I see those things, those easy reads start to happen, I'm going to run the ball 45 times.
Yeah.
And that's what they did. And that's going to be their formula to win until that takes the next step.
Hugh, that was interesting. Sanchez yesterday, and I'll add this to it. You know, those color analysts, outside of Tom Brady because he's not allowed to, they do those pre-production meetings with the head coach, right?
Yes,
so I always wonder what you hear during the game or after a game, how much it is all Sanchez's thought and how much is he kind of feeling out the...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coach, he just talked to behind the scenes.
Reading between the lines a little
bit.
Yeah.
I mean, Hugh, he said very similar things that Seth said to us about a half hour ago, which is until Jalen gets better at seeing the field, they got to run.
Yeah, and it's obvious that last week was the first week that it feels like they tried to let Jalen throw the ball, and he didn't accomplish that very well, taking a lot of sacks. So they abandoned that philosophy, and they started to run the ball a little bit more. I'm kind of in the same mindset of you, because even during that broadcast, there was a heavy emphasis from Mark Sanchez on the quarterback play, so much so that when Jalen did miss that wheel route or that out route that Saquon was running, he was yelling and screaming, oh, you know, he missed the play. Da, da, da. So I think there is something to that. Jalen has to play better. There's no question about that in order for this team to get to where we need to be. I think that's evident in the fact that they were under center. It was an all-hands-on-deck, we-need-to-salvage-the-season type situation. That's what it kind of felt like. And if that's what's going to help save the season and get him back on track, then so be it. We're going to have to put that passing game to the back burner just a little bit in order to get back on track and try to make it to Louisiana.
I do wonder with all this, because this is the sentiment. Sirianni's going to speak at 12. We'll carry it in entirety coming up at 12 o'clock here. I imagine he'll be asked. I mean, yesterday on WIP said that they're a running team. So, I mean, sure, he's going to be asked about that. But two things I wonder. One, and Seth kind of alluded to it, how long until teams just stack the box and say, no. Saquon, we're done with this. We're going to put 8 in the box and make you throw the ball. That's the first thing I'm wondering, Hugh. And the second thing, you kind of alluded to this in a joking fashion Monday. Hugh, if they go to Cincinnati on Sunday and DeVonta Smith has another one target game, how long do you think this is going to be cool with everyone over there?
I think DeVonta is a good guy, and he's not going to make a big stink, especially if you're winning. You look kind of stupid making a big stink about not touching the rock if you're winning games.
But receivers always want the ball.
They always want the ball, Joe, but we're in a situation right now. We got to play chess instead of checkers. I think a lot of checker moves were made last few weeks. We got to start making chess moves.
I agree. But so I think we all agree right now their best path to winning is to run it more than normal. I just wonder how long they could do it for and continue to work. Teams not stack the box, Kyle, and everyone to be on board with this, especially when you have money and ego at three positions, quarterback and two receivers.
Well, yeah, I mean, on DeVonta at least, he's probably the last person that I'm worried about getting upset with something like that. The other guy, both wide receivers just got paid this offseason, so I don't think that's getting in the way.
Like, that does make it a little easier.
It's not going to be the reason that they're not getting a big payday
right at
the end of the year. And, like, I don't know, if there's one thing I can say about, like, the attitude and the vibe of this team, at least, like, on offense, it does feel like they're together this year. Like, way more so than last year, where I think they're all picking each other up. Like, got Saquon hyping up AJ, AJ hyping up Saquon. Like, I think they are all in this together and are sort of at the, you know, whatever it takes for us to win football games. And plus, I'm sure they look at it as the more the defenses have to respect Saquon, the easier it becomes for them.
It's cyclical.
Yeah.
It comes back to the mean. And once they start putting 8 in the box and trying to slow Saquon down, then it's going to come back to you have to throw the football. They still threw the football. It's just that it wasn't distributed as much as it once was, you know, a few weeks ago. But they're still going to throw the football.
Yeah, I mean, but Sunday was, what, 45 rushes, 14 throws? I mean,
yeah.
I felt like I was watching Army-Navy. I mean, like, that's not the NFL.
But it was an ass-kicking.
It was. And no, it worked. I just wonder how long they continue to do it for. I mean, they've done this before, but they always transition eventually back to throwing the football.
So, but is – because A.J. did get a long touchdown.
Huh?
I mean, DeVonta's the one that didn't get anything. I feel like if you're A.J., you can't expect to get the ball thrown to you 10 times a game. But if you make the most of the touches that you get,
yeah,
I'm sure he was having fun out there.
You got to be efficient.
You do have to be efficient. No, listen, I think right now if we poll people and said run the ball, yes or no, you're going to get a lot of yeses.
Well, we did.
Well, at WIP Midday Show on Twitter, run the ball? I'm guessing
run the ball, man.
It's going to be a 90-10 kind of ratio.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to get your jokesters here
that
vote no, but who really, you know, who actually just says no to that question.
I mean, this is Philadelphia. Run the football. 215-592-9494. Mick is up on WIP. Hey, Mick.
Mick.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Mick. What are you feeling?
You know,
You know, when I first called Kyle, I was really upset because it's the first time I heard that Joel wasn't playing. And I think that's a real kick to the nuts to the Philadelphia 76ers fans. I mean, waiting for the last minute to tell the fans that this guy is not going to play, I think, is just a sneaky way to try to get money. And, you know, I was thinking while I was waiting that, you know, the three major sports organizations that we have in Philly, two of them have a really good structure. I think the Phillies and I think the Eagles have a really good structure. The 76ers, it's always chaos.
Oh, chaos, I mean, is their normal, Mick. You're right about that, Mick. We appreciate your phone. Chaos is the normal.
Yes, it is.
For the Sixers. Unfortunately, that is where we're at, and it doesn't change. I mean, it hasn't changed for years, and here we go again, entering a new season. 215-592-9494. Everyone that wants to weigh in on Embiid, we'll get to everyone. Hang on. We'll keep it going, as well as your clues and your guesses for Hughes Clues. We'll get another clue in the 12 o'clock hour. Plus, Nick Sirianni's press conference in its entirety next. I'm sure he'll be asked to run the football. That's next. Midday.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.